Because I'm sure that these pastors out here who have bailed on the truth and don't preach the truth, I'm sure that they would say that they love God, and I'm sure they think they do love God. But you know what? If there's no action associated, then they don't love God. I mean, we can see through someone's actions whether or not it's true. I mean, just think about this logically. If somebody said that they loved to go running, okay, let's just say for an example, they love to go running, and you're like, oh, that's cool. How often do you go running? And you're like, well, I went about 4 months ago. Do you think they really love running? No, because there's no action to prove that. And honestly, this is something to really think about, because when I wrote this sermon, I started to think about the things, and I think we should do that as well, to think about the things that we would say that we love. Okay? And I'm not just saying we love God, we love soul winning, we love the Bible, but also family that you love or even hobbies you love, like whether it's running or playing basketball or hunting or whatever it is. And think in your own mind, is there action associated with that? I mean, do you really love that? I mean, do you spend more time on Facebook than you do with your spouse? I mean, think about it, because action proves whether or not you love something. Do you spend more time watching movies than going soul winning? Do you spend more time with, listening to music than you do praying? Your action is going to prove what you really love. Obviously, as men, we go out, we work hard. We oftentimes work a lot of overtime. But, you know, in our free time, what do we meditate on? What do we spend our time doing? Okay, I mean, if you spend your whole time meditating on, you know, the presidential election, what do you really love? What do you really care about? Do you love the things of God, or do you love, you know, politics? I mean, what do you love? There needs to be action associated. That's what the Bible shows us. We need to really think about the things we love. Because honestly, there's a lot of things that I thought in my mind, and I said, you know what, some of my priorities are wrong. Some of the things that I would say I love, I do not spend as much time on as I do other things. And that proves that I don't love this as much as I love this, or I don't love this at all.